WGCH New Center Time 7:52, third Thursday of each month, is State Senator Alexandra Kasser of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. And a lot of the talk, as you know, everybody's been talking about it a lot, is the zoning proposals up in Hartford. Give us your take on what's happening there.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would just want to give some context. The bill that people are worried about, SB 171 and SB 1024, they're just two bills out of thousands of bills that have been proposed. And in my view, they are almost, they're very unlikely to pass into law. I would bet they are never going to pass, even out of committee, and definitely not into law. So I think everybody needs to take a deep breath. There's been a huge campaign to create fear around these two proposals, and I think that is unwarranted. But I'll tell you what they are. So the SB 171 is a proposed statewide property tax. It's otherwise known as the Manchin tax, which would create an increase of one mil rate for any property over $430,000 in value. And I oppose it. I've opposed it from the first time I heard about it, and I will remain steadfast in my opposition. The bill, just like the zoning bill, has just gone before committees that I don't serve on. So I've never had the opportunity to vote against it. But again, if it passes out of committee, if it eventually comes to the Senate floor, which I highly, highly doubt, I will oppose it. Just like I'll oppose SB 1024 in its current form, which is a proposal to take away local control of zoning and make a state mandate for the building of affordable housing in transit-oriented areas, like near train stations. I've been telling people who reach out to me that I oppose this too, but it's important for people to recognize that Greenwich has a lot of catching up to do in terms of affordable housing. We have a great, housing authority, and they do great work. But other towns around us, like New Canaan, like Darien, like Westport, have passed ordinances that either create a trust fund for affordable housing. New Canaan actually imposed a tax on itself about 30 years ago to create an affordable housing trust fund. And towns like Westport have passed ordinances that require that new multifamily developments have at least 20% affordable units in them. And they have built beautiful developments all along the Post Road that contain a mix of market rate and affordable housing. So Greenwich hasn't done that, hasn't done any of that. And so we have a lot of catching up to do in Greenwich. And I think that this bill, while I oppose it, is really, it's a warning. It's a shot across the bow, and it's a warning to towns like Greenwich that if you don't take action, if you just sit on your hands and do nothing about affordable housing, really creating more affordable housing that meets the 830G 10% requirement, which Greenwich hasn't done, then the state will step in and take action. I don't think that's going to happen this year, but I'm glad that that the message has been received, and I am assured by the people in Greenwich who have the authority to do so that they are working hard on creating ordinances to catch up to surrounding towns.
And the P&Z will be before the first Board of Selectmen next week. They recently announced their housing trust fund that you mentioned other towns have.
Yeah, great. Well, great. You know what? It's never too late to do the right thing. But Greenwich has been, has been slow to make the changes that that other towns have already made. So I'm very glad to see that there is action and forward motion. What I really don't like to see is, any kind of talk about how we need to preserve the character of our town. I don't know what that means, but to me that sounds like thinly veiled racism. I think, and everybody that I talk to believes, that we should have a town that is inclusive, that is accessible, and that is, frankly, affordable for for working class people. So this is that's the goal, and I think that you know, this will hopefully accelerate the process.
Speaking with State Senator Alexandra Kasser of Greenwich, we've spoken on this segment about Jennifer's Law, named for Jennifer Doulos. What's the latest with that bill you've introduced?
So it's actually named in honor of two Jennifers, but it's really about all victims of domestic violence and abuse. Jennifer Magnano was shot by her ex-husband in front of her children in Connecticut in 2007. And, of course, Jennifer Doulos was also murdered by her husband in 2019. So it references both women, and it really references a history of not believing victims and not giving them the protection and safety they deserve. And it's not the fault of judges or lawyers. It's the fault of the law. The law has not kept up with our understanding of how domestic violence works. Physical violence is the end stage, but there are many, many, many points before physical violence that a pattern of coercive control can be identified. So that's what this bill does. It's SB 1060. It was just released 2 days ago. I'm very proud of it, and I wrote it with the help and input of experts, legal experts and domestic violence experts from around the country. And it's there's already a law in place in Hawaii and in California. So in the last quarter of 2020, they both passed coercive control laws. And I hope that Connecticut will be the next to do that.
It's a busy session. Do you expect it to get in this year, or is it more of laying the groundwork for the future?
Oh, no. I expect it to pass this year. And, I mean, I introduced this last year. Obviously, that didn't, nothing happened last year because the legislature shut down. But, no, I am pushing hard for this to pass this year. Look, we have an opportunity to make, you know, to make positive change from a terrible tragedy. But the thing is, it was not an isolated tragedy. These types of tragedies, when people's lives are lost and children's lives are destroyed, happen every single day. So we need real change in our laws and in the system and in our belief systems, frankly, so that we stop the victim shaming and start to really do what is needed, which is to make sure that every person has the right to live freely and safely.
State Senator Alexandra Kasser, Greenwich, joins me third Thursday of each month. Senator, good to talk to you again. Be well. We'll talk again next month.
Great. Thanks, Tony. Take care. Okay. Bye.
And next week, we will speak with State Representative Harry Arora. AM 1490.